Welcome back to the Hondo Handy's podcast. I am your host, Al Hondo Handy. This episode is about my brand new book, scheduled to be released in late August. My first reason for writing this book was to give my family a little history about me and our entire family. I wanted the younger members of my family to know that they could overcome challenges and, of course, shortcomings in life. But the one thing I wanted them to know is they cannot quit. The name of my book is called Defying Expectations. My family played a big role in my life. My mother endured the Jim Crow laws. She still pushed me to be a better person, be kind, be respectful, and to learn all that I could. She always said that I was lucky. I believe because we were lucky to make it to the hospital. My aunt Haha, because I couldn't pronounce her name, Helen, kept coming off her vehicle. My mother was trying to decide what to name me in the hospital, and a nurse suggested that I'll be named after her husband, Albin. Family members played a big role in my life, 7 aunts and uncles. I love my family. Being a sports enthusiast, I was often told that I was too small and too short to play my favorite sport, basketball. But I learned hard work often outworks talent. I fell in love with basketball watching my uncle Monroe and Ralph play. And then, of course, my brother Ronald play at Worcester High School. But let's face it, I was too small at the time, but I wanted to follow in Ronald's footsteps. I wanted to be just like him. He was the coolest person that I knew. I attended Flyer Street Elementary School, an all-black elementary school, the same school that most of my family attended. I love Flyer Street Elementary School. My first grade teacher, Mrs. Smack, was so inspiring. I recently had a conversation with her, and she shared her thoughts on many of the other great teachers at the school in the 1960s. Thanks for listening to the first episode of my book, Defying Expectations. Stay tuned for the second episode on my decision to attend an all-white high school, Steve Decatur, or go follow my family members to an all-black school where most of my family members graduated from, Worcester High School. Thank you.